Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining on the button like it's nuts. Why I hunt?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the traffic keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking. That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like it's nuts. That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like it's nuts. Why I hunt.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who won this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. I'm nothing like it's nuts. That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining. I'm nothing like it's nuts. Why I hunt.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, you know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Alrighty, welcome to G14 Radio. The cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx online with you. Also host Golden Fleece on the line. What it do? What it do?
Ah, man, oh, man. What a week. What a week. What a week. First of all, before we get into this show, man, we give a little disclosure about, you know what I'm saying, what happened last week. You know, Turk is the homie. G14 Radio, period. We respect him. We support his movement, period. You know what I'm saying? So when that stuff hit the blogs, everybody just got to know what happened. So when you listen to the interview, there's a caller that called up, and he asked specific things. You see what I'm saying? So Turk answered accordingly. All the different titles in the media that, you know, they put titles on stuff. Everybody should know that people do that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. And then they got to misconstrue things. You know what I'm saying? It happens. But just know that the interview wasn't even about Wayne. The interview was about Turk. And we wouldn't even got on that subject, but you have to talk about what callers want to know. And right. he called about, wanted to know that. We piggybacked on it, and I asked him about it, you know, shed some light on it, or what he actually thought. When he ended that statement, he said, so I can't even really speak on the Wayne of today. I've been gone a long time. You feel what I'm saying? Like, things of that nature, I guess, wasn't caught, but now they're being revealed. So, you know, it's all media. It's all publicity. That's just what happens. You know what I'm saying? But just, and he knows, and he put it out, that G14 Radio is his people, and that, you know, he knows that we kept it straight with him from the beginning. So everybody, you know, let's turn down that whole story about Wayne and Turk. Them are the original Hot Boys. You know what I'm saying? If they wanted to be for a reason, it would be a reason other than what everybody's trying to make it out to be. You know what I'm saying? No beef. Him and Tunchi are good. Everybody should be happy. Let's move on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Please let's move on. I feel like every day we wake up, there's a new blog story and new printout about his interview, and this interview was about 2 weeks back, so let's definitely move on to something new. Last week we had Final Draft R&B group from Georgia. Tonight, my son will be on the line with us. So excited.
And shout out to Final Draft. They won that award.
Yeah, they won,
at the Georgia Music Award. So.
They did. They won the Georgia Music Award's Best R&B Group. So shout out to them. We did send them a tweet earlier. So shout out to you guys for, you know, doing what you had to do and winning that. Like I said, tonight, my son, I'm so excited to have him tonight. People have no idea. I've been a fan of his for a long time, specifically like around 2009-ish when he came out with the Just a Kiss record. Oh, my God, I fell in love with the record. So, and I haven't stopped playing it yet. My son's been singing that record. Like, that's the joint. I love that record. I love the message in
it. My
son
is really talented. He can
yes,
sing.
He is.
He can dance. I watched him on that show, Lincoln Heights. That was like one of my
yeah.
favorite shows on the low. And I didn't even catch it when it was actually out. I caught the reruns on like TV1 and was like,
yeah.
yo, I didn't even know this show was out. This is a dope the show. So shout out to my son, man. We're excited to have him tonight. And we're going to get into what he's doing, what he got going on. I know he's working with the big homie, Jermaine Dupri, B-Cox. So
mm-hmm.
my Sean shit about to be crazy. So, you know, look out. Look out for this guy.
Exactly. You know what? I can't wait to talk to him and ask him about. I love how every artist, but a lot of the artists have things that they call their fans or friends and supporters. And I believe his is Diamonds. And I love that. So I can't wait till he comes on so I can ask him about the whole Diamonds phrase and all of that. And we do have, he did release a mixtape also, you know, like you said, working on that debut album coming up. He did release a mixtape in February called The Gift, and it's still rocking and what's up. So we can't wait to have him on the line. He's coming up shortly. So definitely want to get your calls in and line up. We already have people on the board, 760-913-4119. He will be on the line in about 5 minutes. So make sure you get your call in right now. Also, if this is your first time tuning in, this is the station via Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 Network. So you do want to head over there. Exclusives, blogs, news, craziness, back and forth a lot. So you can check it out. Global14.com is the website. And just, you know, it's pretty dope. So might want to head over there and see what it is.
Big conversation going on over there right now about Kanye West and Kanye West's marketing campaign and how, you know, people are saying, well, do Kanye want to sell records? Do Kanye not want to sell records? What does Kanye care about? Big conversation on Global 14 about that. In my opinion, Kanye's at the point he don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? He's a smart dude, and he know you're going to listen to him regardless. So he's saying what he want to say, and he's telling you he don't care. He don't care about radio. He don't care about sales. I'm going to get some shit off my chest, though. So I can't wait to hear this Kanye album for real. I know Yeezy is definitely an innovator, so it makes me want to hear what he has to say, period.
No doubt, no doubt. So looking forward to that. Also, I know the J. Cole circulated this week. I didn't get a chance to check it out, but everybody's talking about it. So, hey, I don't know. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
What was it now?
The J. Cole. They said that leaked.
Shout out to J. Cole, man. He actually, we just seen D-Mac, one of the homies on Global 14, went to a secret concert he did out, I think, in Miami. Shout out to J. Cole, man. He got that heat, that Let Nas Down, that a bunch of stuff that's making people talk. And, you know, he talks some serious stuff about this project that he went through, and through depression and all types of stuff. So he says, you know, all of this is coming out in the music, and people going to hear it. He really loves it. So I haven't heard all of it, but what I have heard is dope. Dope records,
mm-hmm.
From the Heart Records. So we'll see how J. Cole is perceived. And he wanted to come out the same time as Ye. Like, yo, let's see what the sales are going to do. You know what I'm saying? So he feel confident about it. So everybody else should want to check it out. I do.
No, that most definitely. I'm definitely going to check it out. I feel like I've been behind on the mixtapes and the albums and all that, but I'm going to get right. And speaking of being behind, I'm glad to be ahead of this project, this album, which, again, My Sean is working on his debut album. I'm excited to talk to him about that. We are excited. Jermaine Dupri, Brian Michael Cox have some great, great names. And Jermaine Dupri is actually the executive producer of the album, so that's, you already know it's going to be dope. Talent, real singing,
down
real
the
talent.
Mariah, Usher. We could keep going on if you don't know. So you know, My Sean is in good hands with that music.
Yes.
You got B Cox over there. Come on, man! Like, I can't wait to hear this shit. Plus, the dude can dance, man.
It
always puzzles me. Tall people, that he's not short. He has height. And when
mm-hmm.
tall people dance, sometimes it looks awkward. He makes that shit look smooth as hell. Shout out to My Tom for making tall niggas
right.
dance and look. You know what I'm saying?
And look right doing it, most definitely. Well, we do have his track that we're going to play here tonight. We're not going to get into any of the Billboard numbers. It's been a crazy week, but we're looking forward to this next week coming up. And My Sean, the guest coming up tonight, like I said, it's been one of those guests that you like, oh, I waited a long time for this. So the time is right, and it's here, and it's tonight. 760-913-4119. Get your calls in now if you want to talk to him. So just press 1 so you can speak to us, and we will bring you on the line in order, I guess, in which it's received. My Sean, Overtime Track, dropping it now. Global 14, Ready to Cut, coming back with My Sean.
Yeah.
Girl, it's nice to see the way that you be working hard.
Wasn't ready to cut. That was Overtime by My Sean. Definitely still waiting for him to get on the line. I'm so glad to have him coming on tonight. Again, make sure you're looking out for his album that is going to be debuting shortly. Dynasty Records and Columbia Records is a label, so you can also go and buy that single. Oh my gosh, can't talk tonight. You can actually go buy that single on iTunes right now. And I felt like
Sean got you excited.
Tongue twisted. Look. He's young, so that's not even what it is. But, no, I am excited. So, I am excited.
He's dope.
And
he's dope.
He
got some years to go and where he can really attack this game. So, I'm really looking forward to seeing how he's presented to the world. Because, you know, you got R&B guys that come out, can sing, can dance. You know what I'm saying? They have their spot in the, you know, they spotlight, you know, and some of them fade, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, you know, they go on to do great things. And I kind of see this guy kind of in the capacity of not already has he been acting before anybody really knew about his music, but he had a great transition from acting to music, which can only give him his career longevity. It can only give his career longevity. So I think it's a bright future for my Sean. And we definitely looking forward to talking to the homie.
No, definitely. You know, and I didn't mean to pause on you, homie. I actually had took a break because we had my Sean on the line live with us right now. It's Thomas. How are you, my Sean?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We do good. We are good.
Great, homie.
I'm extra excited.
Oh, that's up. Well, I'm excited, too. Man, get it.
That's what's up. You definitely have a lot of fans waiting to speak with you. Some of them fell off a little bit. I think they might be a little nervous, but we're going to hopefully get them all in tonight. No, they really are. I was like, hello, you want to speak to my Sean? And they kind of froze up, so we'll see what happens. But first and foremost, we want to thank you for coming on tonight, and we just want to get right into the interview. Thank you. Holden, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Oh, man, I'm just happy that the young homie took the time to call us up. I've been watching him since Lincoln Heights. And to see him over there working with Jermaine and B. Cox, you know, very talented young brother. And like I said, we're going to talk about the tall man dancing because not all tall dudes look good dancing. But this dude here, his shit is on point. So I'm just like, yo, he makes tall guys dancing look good. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him and his vocals is crazy anyway. So we happy that you're on the show, my brother. Thank you for taking the time. And we just want to get in and start asking you some questions, man. And we sure your fans want to know a lot. So let's get it.
Yeah, brother, I appreciate that. Yeah, it might be a slight lag, too,
can you repeat that real quick?
It might be a slight delay, too. But there's no big deal.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Okay, no problem. Well, that's how it is with the phones, but we're going to make it work for sure. So, my Sean, first and foremost, like I said, congratulations on everything thus far. I do want to ask you, I see that you've been performing since the age of 6, and what I really want to know is, what we want to know is how you even got into the entertainment field to begin with at such a young age. So I can only assume your parents or your family. Can you give us a little bit of information about your background?
My background. Really, I've been singing my whole life. I started singing knowing that I wanted to sing in elementary school. All throughout elementary school, from second grade all the way to fifth grade, I would always be in the choir, and I would always have solos, and, you know, the parents and, you know, families would come out, and I would sing. You know, I would make people cry, so I knew that my voice was something special. You know what I mean? So from that point on, like, by the time I was 9 years old, I had already did NBC's America's Most Talented Kid. I was on TV. That was the same show JoJo was on. You know JoJo, the singer, the girl.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that together. We've been on the show. I had already did Soul Train. you know, it was a Steve Harvey Apollo in L.A. It was a lot of stuff that I had under my belt, you know, just as a vocalist, as a young kid, you know what I mean? And my cousin discovered me. And look, I wanted to bring you in the studio, and I want you to work. My cousin, who's actually my manager to this day, you know, he was starting a record label by the name of Dynasty Records,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's my label. And so we just started working. We got in the studio, got my first chance to get in front of people and start performing like a real deal, and you know, just training up and becoming better.
That's what's up. Yeah, I really
that's
did.
Really, that's really where I got my first start, you know. And then from then on, it's just been a growing process.
And that's amazing. I wouldn't have guessed that was your family and that y'all started. Who better than to have that family unit and family first? That's real dope. And so Dynasty
yeah.
Records, then you're on that. Tell us about the Lincoln Heights and how that went about. Did you go audition for that, or did they speak out to you?
Man, that was something that was really exciting for me because I knew as an entertainer, I just wanted to do more, you know, so that drove me to want to start acting. And Lincoln Heights was one of the first auditions that I had even went on, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, when I first flew this whole thing. So I ended up getting that, and, you know, I was blessed with four seasons, and it was just awesome. And to just get that experience under my belt from the gate, you know, being around all those well-seasoned actors and actresses, you know, who really love their craft, like, just soaking in all that knowledge and that good energy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was good, so, you know.
That's awesome. That's incredible. So then you come out with the record. One of my most favorite, I want to ask you what your favorite record is in a minute, but one of my favorite records is Just a Kiss. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
I really,
yeah.
really love it. I love the message. I love everything about that. I'm like, thank you, finally a dude that gets it. Like, it was just great. So I think every lady appreciated it. So did you expect that record to take off like it did? And what was your reaction the first time you heard it on the radio?
Oh, my reaction the first time I heard it on the radio, me and my mama got up out the car. We was right about to get on the freeway. We got up out the car. We heard it on 93.5. In L.A., we got out the car and started dancing on the side of the street. You know what I mean? I was really excited. Like, nah, because that was, like, my first experience really hearing myself on the radio like that. You know, people shouting me out, and then they just dropping the song and hearing my voice. Like, that was really something, you know, life-changing. And, you know, that's like an achievement, I guess you could say.
No,
so that was my first reaction. Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
goodness. I was
goodness.
Really excited, you know, about how the song moves and people's reaction to the song. Like, I would go out, you know, nationwide performing, you know, I would be with Roscoe Dash, or I'd be on tour with, you know, Trey Songz, or whoever I was on tour with at the time. And I was singing the song, and people were singing it with me, which was the coolest thing. And that's something that, since I was a kid, that I've always loved about, you know, my whole, you know, everything that I do, I love when I get to react with fans and get to talk to people. And I love when I get to sing my song, and they singing it out their heart just as if it was their song, you know what I mean? So that means
yeah.
a lot to me.
Yeah, I mean, and that's got to be just a surreal moment, special moment as well.
It's beautiful. There's no
feeling
like it.
I mean, it's because I know I'll be singing the crazy at your songs. So just so you know, I'm here in my crib singing.
Yeah. I like to put you on the spot.
Yeah, don't do me like that. This is about
mm-hmm.
you tonight.
Okay.
So let's talk about then the tour experience. You said when you're on tour and everybody's singing.
Yeah.
What's one of the craziest experiences or the most exciting that you've had while on tour? It could be fans or just anything, meeting someone that you look up to, any type of thing like that.
Ah, man, I would definitely say fans. There's been countless occasions where fans have, you know, locked me in certain buildings or have chased me down streets or, like, you know, chasing the car or whatever. It's like, you know,
oh,
all
okay.
that stuff is always fun. But my biggest thing is, like, my biggest thing is meeting the people that I look up to, like some of my, you know, some of my idols, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting to be on tour with, you know, Mario and Trey Songz and Day 26, like, that was something that was really cool for me, like, back in 2009, when Just came out, You know what I mean? Because I got to be backstage with him, pop it up with him, and, you know, they would just give me, you know, pieces of advice and just lift my head up, you know what I'm saying, just to you know, make the whole experience better. And that was really, really cool for me. So, you know, it's awesome being around people that you look up to that can give you words of advice and inspire you.
Absolutely.
And that really taught me. That really taught me to give back too. I heard somebody say some one time, and they said, "If you've been taught, teach." You know what I mean? So I try to do my best at that.
That's awesome. I mean, and then, you know, you're such a, I know you're an adult, but you're still young, and you have so much more to go, and you've done so much already, so it's just amazing.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right?
It's like, oh my gosh, you've done quite a bit, your resume's crazy. And I want to say, I saw on your Twitter, I've been following you for a minute, but I saw your Twitter, and you called the fans diamonds, is that correct? Is that correct? The fans are diamonds?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I call them my diamonds because I believe that, you know, it's a certain type of way I like to carry myself, and a certain type of way I like people around me to carry themselves. It's like, it's a certain form when you're just pure from the inside out. It's because the diamonds shine, you know what I'm saying? It's pure from the inside out. You could see right through it, you know what I mean? So I like people to be who they are. And just shine, you know what I'm saying, from their spirit, from their soul. And that's what, you know, the whole name Diamonds comes from.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to all the diamonds. I'm a diamond too.
Shout out to all
I'm
my beautiful diamonds, man. My Sean Dunn, Team My Sean.
That's right, because they got the board lit up right now, so we're not going to talk too much. We know they want to get on the line, and our Golden should have some questions as well. I wanted to ask you, you're in I'm sorry. You're in the studio now with Jermaine Dupri working on this debut album. What's the energy like?
Yeah. The energy is ridiculous. It's like, I get butterflies just talking about it because it's like being in the studio with, once again, people that I look up to. But at the same time, it's taking all my experiences from, you know, my past, like songwriting and producing and just being a creative person in general. And being around these other human beings that are the same way and just seeing how their whole process is and us just coming together. And it's just magic every time. And it excites me, you know what I'm saying? And for them to actually say that we haven't been this excited since, you know, a really long time to be working on one particular person's project like that, I was like, wow, like that means a lot. Like, let's get it. You know what I mean? It's just,
I know.
Really, you know. So the album is going to be, album's going to be amazing.
I know. Is there any let's say, inside scoop, inside tip, anything that we can get a title of a song that you're allowed to release? You know we got to ask.
You know I would love to, but I don't think I would even do that because I want, when it comes out, I want people to take it for what it is, you know what I mean, and not have any pretenses on, you know, what anybody said about it or, you know, anything.
That's right. Okay, yeah, that's what's
up.
No, it's got to be done the right way. It's authentic and it's real R&B. And you are an incredible singer, and it's just like, wow, you really blow us away. And I'm going to bring Golden on because I know he wants to ask you how you make dancing look so smooth. That's his thing. Golden, I
can't lie. Yo, I'm going to just say it, man, because, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, like 6'1 type of dude, you know what I'm saying? And I love watching Chris Brown and Omarion, but I knew I was never that type of cat to do none of them joints, you know what I'm saying? I just like seeing it. But then you see tall cats in the club doing, like, yeah, that ain't working for him. You know, he looked kind of awkward doing that type of stuff. But then I see my Sean, and I'm like, yo, homie is executing this with extreme precision. He looked good doing this stuff. So let me just fade into that question. Like, how serious do you take dancing as opposed to singing? Do you want those to go hand in hand so people, like, you know, check out my dancing and check out my singing as well?
Of course. I mean, dancing has been something that I picked up on. Like, I wasn't always a dancer. I really didn't start dancing until I was about 12 or 13, you know what I mean? And it was just like a growing process, and I would always be around dancers, so I would just pick up, you know what I mean? That's really how I got my style being around certain poppers and, you know, different dances out in Vegas and L.A. But really, I take it very seriously. You know, I'm dancing all the time. Like, it's really hard for me to stop dancing, you know what I mean? So, and really, you know, if that's something that you want to do, it's like everything is about practice, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I would say practice, practice, practice. Like, you got people have to take that seriously.
Definitely, man. You know, the fans are so harsh out here these days. The homie Breezy, you know, as much dancing as he does on the stage, just the other day when he was at the Billboard Awards, they were like, but his vocals, they wasn't coming out the way they really should. And I was like, yeah, this dude was doing so much dancing and jumping around, it can't be exactly perfect. But usually, guys like you, him, Omari, y'all take that very seriously as well. Like, you're going to hear us singing great and dancing great at the same time. So I just want to commend you on that, because I think that's an art that a lot of people don't understand. Breath control with singing while you're moving around, that can't be easy.
Yeah, it's a lot that goes into it, but really, I would just say it's about training and it's about practice and achieving what it is that you see in your head. If you want to be able to sing, you know, sing, dance at the same time, there's a way to do it. You gotta make sure you stay on it. You know what I mean? So,
No doubt. And back to Lincoln Heights, man. I love that show. I thought that was a real dope show. A lot of real dope messages on that show. Now, the funny thing was, is I remember you. They start implementing the singing on that show when you were younger. Was that a conscious thing? Did somebody say, this guy has a voice, we need to start putting... I remember, I think they had like a talent show or something, and you went up there and sung, and I was like, okay, this kid got it. Like, he can actually sing, too.
How it all went down, really, you know, the first season went by, and, you know, the writers and the producers, everybody was very conscious of me being a dancer and me being a singer and a performer. And at the time, I had a deal with Interscope, and I was working on my project. And, you know, they sat me down, you know, by the time the second season came around, and they said, okay, look, I know you do this, this, and this. How do you want to implement this? What do you want? How do you want Tay to be? Because I know this is going to affect, you know, your music career, and, you know, let's just figure this out. So we sat down and I talked, you know what I'm saying? I told them, you know, what I wanted to be. So that really, that formulation of my character on Lincoln Heights, Taylor Sutton, was, you know, it was a part of, you know, that conversation, and just the evolution was a part of, you know, what I saw and what we saw. So we just put that together. And the next season, I was, you know, producing songs and writing songs, and Trey Songz was on the show. And Jay
I saw
Trey,
it.
You know, I got to do all that. So, you know, that was fun.
Nah, it looked real dope, man, and they transitioned that very well. Like I said, when I saw it, I was like, you know, I guess making the transition from being an actor to a singer, usually a lot of musicians try to start acting, and it's kind of reversed. How do you feel about someone going that route and saying, okay, after I act, I want to be a musician, or after I'm a musician, I want to try acting? Is that something that you would recommend that people do, just to say, listen, I can do this, 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 I'm a brand? Is that something that you see people doing a lot more of in your field, whether it's acting or music, is trying to brand themselves as an entertainment person as a whole, like, I can do it all?
I mean, of course. You see, like, you know, you see the... you see the Selena Gomez's, and you see the, you know, obviously the Miley Cyrus's, and, you know, people that have done, like, it's people that do that, you know. It's not about me recommending it to anybody, you know what I mean? It's about if you want it, you know what I mean? If you want it, you can make it happen. Like, that's nothing. You just have to figure out how you're going to do it, you know what I mean? So it's just about implementing yourself and applying yourself, you know, to figure out how it is, you know, that people are going to perceive you coming from the TV screen,
right,
into their radio station or into their iPods and things like that. You know what I'm saying? You see Drake go from Degrassi to, you know, obviously Cash Money, Young Money, him just being Drake. You know what I mean? He did it the right way. So it's always the right way to do it.
Exactly.
And a lot
that's
of people don't know that I was doing music long before, you know, the acting. So that was always a part of that. Never changed. So, you know, that was just a continuous thing.
Right. Well, that's what definitely what I want our listeners to understand is that, you know, because sometimes they get it a different way. Sometimes they get it from somebody like, hey, stick to what you know. You're a good singer, and they might have, like, acting ability that they're scared to show because people are telling them to, you know, stick to singing or, you know, oh, you're a singer, you can't act. But like you said, if you think you have it in you, and it could be pulled out of you the right way, and you put the practice and the hard work in, you should never stop trying to be better.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
And you guys are hearing this straight from my Sean, because he's done it all. I also want to ask you.
I don't think I've done it all.
As far as those three things, acting, singing, and dancing, but I'm sure you got more to do.
For sure.
Definitely. But I also wanted to see if any callers, because I know we have some people on the lines, and we definitely don't like to keep them waiting because I'm sure they have some questions for you. Is there anybody on the line, Onyx, that wants to talk to Marshawn right now?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of callers on the line and some that are just listening. So they've been patient, and they're ready to speak with him. So can I go ahead and bring them
on?
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Tanasia, you live with G14 Ready to Cut and my Sean.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, my Sean.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
It's Tanasia.
What's up? Oh, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing much. My question is, what's an R&B artist that's out now that's just coming up that you would love to collab with?
Artist right now that I would love to collab with. I would love to do something with my little brother Jacob Latimer.
Oh, I love him too.
Yeah, he's out there doing his thing. We gonna get something one of these days.
Okay. I can't wait. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that was me.
Get good. You still
hello?
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm in Atlanta, so I'm going to try to attend one of your events as soon as I can. So I'll be looking out. Look out for me.
I can't wait. I'll see you there.
All right.
All right, we have another caller on the line. This is Martinique. I'm live with my Sean now.
Hey, my Sean.
How you doing, Martinique? What's up? What's up, love?
I'm good.
Good.
I would like to know, what are you most proud of out of everything that you have done so far?
What am I most proud of? I would say I'm most proud of just keeping myself in the best shape and the best positions as possible to progress. Project-wise, I would say my favorite project that I've done is The Gift. And I was just listening to it. I put it out on Valentine's Day, and I was just listening to it the other day. I don't really get to sit down and just listen to my music like that. But I listened to it, and it just brought me back to the time when I was making it and, you know, the things I was thinking about and the things I was going through in it. And it brought back, you know, some feelings, and it felt like home, you know what I mean? And that was really inspiring. Like, I want to continue to make music that it's me, you know what I'm saying? Because people really feel it. Like, I had somebody text me the other day saying, you know, they got my mixtape and that, you know, it was a female, you know, she said she has my mixtape and she's been listening to it for the past few weeks and that, you know, her daughter and her know all the songs. It's like the first album that they can listen to front to back, you know, in a really long time. And I was like, wow, that means a lot, you know what I mean? So it's like the response has been, you know, genuine. And that's something that's beautiful to me.
That's good.
Yeah.
I just wanted just to say hi to you because it's been so long since I spoke to you on the phone because that last little concert that you did. I was going to say with that last concert that you did last year. I was actually the first caller that you spoke to from the contest. Like I was so nervous and stuff.
So. Yeah, and it's been a minute. It's good to speak to you again. I'm glad we get to talk again.
Yeah, me too.
What's up? You got something else you need to ask me? It's been a year. We need to talk more.
Yeah, we will. Real soon. I really do miss though, like talking to you. So sometimes you be busy and stuff. So, but
you know, you can text me online. You can hear me.
I just wanted to say that I love you so much. So.
Oh, I love you too, my Nate. I just hit me in my heart.
Aww.
What's up? Well, you have a good night, all right?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye, John. Bye.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
You can't mess with the genuineness of a real fan. Like, you hear it in their voice. You know what I'm saying? When she said she loved him, she really loves my son.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who that was, but I felt that she really loved my son. You know what I'm saying? So, damn, shout out to my son, man. That was crazy. Like, rarely people call in, but they don't tell people that they love them all the time. You know what I'm saying?
You have some great diamonds, some dedicated diamonds, I would like to say. We have two other women on the phone, ladies, young ladies, Tori and Nanny. You are live with my son.
Tori,
hey,
what's up?
Hi.
What's up? What's going on? He's my face right here.
I know, what's up?
Man, I'm in the studio right now. I'm over here working on some stuff, putting some stuff together.
That's good. Well, we have two questions, actually. Okay, this is my question. Like, for frat brothers, like, is your character Cal, is he just like you in real life or kind of, sort of, maybe?
In certain ways, he's like me. In other ways, he's not. I would say in most ways that we're alike, you know, my character, he's really independent. You know what I mean? He likes to venture off and kind of do his own thing and explore and make his own discoveries, you know, with life. And that's what you're gonna get. Like me.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for the movie to come out because I really want to see it.
I can't wait for you to see it. The movie is awesome. I got a chance to see it not too long ago, and it's dope. So.
I can't wait. But Mamie, she has a question, so go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, did you get the note that me and Tori made for you in jail?
Wait, you sent a note?
Yes, we wrote you and Jay Young a note. He read it, but I don't think you did.
No, I don't think I got it. Should I ask what it says, or should I ask Jay Young? I'm going to ask Jay Young, matter of fact.
Yeah, you did it, and then we'll tweet you the link, too, so then you can read it yourself.
All right, for sure. I can't wait.
Hey!
I can't wait either. What do you see, like, our fan page for you guys? Are you, like, you know, were you excited when you saw that we had it?
I was really excited when I saw that. I was like, wow, this means a lot to me. Like, we have to do something. We got to do something more. Like, we actually really get that page proper. So we're actually working on that. I don't know if you knew about that, but we're actually working on figuring out what to do. We're going to get it all the way jumped. You feel me?
Yeah, like, we did not know because we were just talking. We was like, oh, my God. Like, we got to get more, like, followers because, like, I know it's hella people who, like, see my shot and Jay Young Jules, like, come on now. Yeah. You got to. You just cannot, like, follow this page.
Yeah, nah, we're going to make something big pop out of it. So don't even trip.
That was nice to know that y'all doing something for us. That's really sweet.
Wait, Mandy, can I tell y'all something?
Yes, you can.
I love y'all.
Oh, we love you too. We love you more. I think we love you more than you love us. For us on a level.
I don't know. Okay. Hello, y'all still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, Michelle. Well, it was good talking to y'all. So make sure I get that note.
All right, I just put it to the link from the fan page, so you should see it.
All right, for sure.
And we love you too. Have a good night.
You too.
Look.
Well, the love is definitely in the air, so this is a special.
It's a love fest.
Special line tonight. This is so sweet. I'm over here just smiling. It's crazy. We actually have my son. There's a couple of callers on here, and I spoke to them, and they said they're just listening. And then one lady was just singing, so I said, well, let me just, I don't know if we can just do that. So,
I wanted to ask my son, since he, you know, my son's a guy, young dude. You like any sports, video games? Is there anything that you like to do in your spare time when you're not in the studio other than music?
You think just like you were going to ask him.
Oh, you was about to ask him that too?
Yes. I was going to say, what else does my son do that we don't know about?
Yeah, we be thinking a lot of the time, my son. You gotta excuse us. We got like the same mind.
You know what? I'm a hooper, but I'm a little off. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little rusty right now because, you know, I've been in the studio working on an album, but don't even
right.
take me a few weeks in the gym. You know what I'm saying? We can get a little celebrity game running or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
okay. Didn't the homies from Final Draft say they had a celebrity game in Atlanta coming up, Onyx?
There is one coming up, I believe. Is my son
participating? Yeah, I think the homies we had on. Yeah, the homies we had on last week said they were putting on a celebrity game out there in Atlanta. I think it's for charity and everything. So, you know, I'm sure the fans want to see my Sean out there getting his hoop on. You know what I'm saying?
Throw a couple jumpers up there and see what happens.
No doubt.
Alrighty. That's what's up. So, my son, this is special. I like that everyone's on the line tonight. And how does it feel to know that so many people are following your movement and what you've got going on? Not only the fans, but even like ourselves reaching out. And I see that Soul Train has done an article on you. So many people, allhiphop.com. I mean, you're all over the net right now and in different articles. And how does that feel to you to be, you know, have such built-up anticipation on this album coming out?
I mean, it's dope. It's definitely given me a lot of responsibility, and it's made me love my craft even more. You know what I'm saying? It's grown me up a lot more, and it's made me conscious of, you know, everything that could be. So just know that I'm over here working hard. I'm over here giving it my all every single time.
I know that's right. Is there any advice you'd like to give anyone that aspires to be in your same line of work? And I know that because it is work. It is a business. It's fun for you, but it is business and it is work. Like you mentioned earlier, you have to work hard. Is there any other particular advice that you'd like to give for anyone going after their dream as well?
I got a song about that. Like the here you go.
Yeah.
Need that, whatever it is. That. So you never have to wonder what if you would have. Just be that. If it's something that you want, just go out there and work harder than you ever worked, and just be the best that you can and what it is that you want to be. You know what I'm saying? That's it's that simple.
Oh my gosh, where can we get that song?
You can get that song on The Gift. You can go get it on natpiff.com or live mixtape. Just call it The Gift. That's my mixtape.
Yes, yes, yes. That was amazing. Everyone, my son on the line tonight live with us. We thank you so much coming on the show tonight. Give out your network to those who... Thank you. Can you let everyone know where they can find you? The YouTube, the IGs, all of that.
Oh, yeah. Watch me on YouTube at MyShine TV. You can hit me on Instagram at Official MyShine. My Twitter is at MyShine. My Facebook is just my name, MyShine Rattler.
Alrighty. Well, definitely, like I said, shout out to you. Much respect. And we can't wait to look forward to the album. I'm going to go make sure I download the mixtape in full, as I've just got a couple of songs, so I need to get right and you know, get familiar with it. And I'm excited for you. I know I am. I'm telling you, I'm not going to sing. I'm not about to be embarrassed and out sing on this phone with you. But I do be singing the song, so just know that I'm definitely a fan of Diamond, so.
Shout out to all his callers, man. Shout out to everybody that called in and showed that love for him. Girls building fan pages and everything. I want to say I think this guy's got amazing talent. You can hear it in his vocals. You can see it in his craft. Just him singing over the song, over the phone right there, sounded amazing. Loving when people just could sing at the drop of a dime. It sounds good, but his vocal tone is crazy, and you hear it on that Working Overtime song. Dope artist, man. We're going to be looking forward to everything you do, bro, and we're going to be supporting everything you do. So have fun with it, man. You know, show the world that you got it, and we'll be looking for you wherever you go. Anything you need to come back to the show, drop on us. Let us know. We'll be more than happy to get it out to the people, and you got a lane over here anytime you need it, bro.
Always, man. I got you. I appreciate it, fam. I appreciate you too, honey.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. I was going to ask you who your celebrity crush was, but I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Wow.
Everybody got one, so I'll let you make it, unless you want to tell us.
I'm going to hold off until next time on that one.
Thank you, my son. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
My R&B recording artist, Dynasty Columbia Records, MyShine. Such an amazing talent, amazing voice. He's great to look at. So this is awesome. I'm glad that he had the opportunity to come on the line. Like I said, since the Just the Kiss record, I've been on his, you know, just pretty much been watching his moves and stuff like that. Of course, he was very young, and now he's grown, and I don't know. I don't like that. I hate when they grow up on me because I feel old. But he's really great. I do. I wanted to tell him that, but I don't want to, you know, just make him feel like he's not grown, because he is. But he did definitely makes me feel old to see him be that, just a kiss in the video, and now he's shirts off and in the gym and everything. I'm like, wait a minute, what happened? He cannot grow up. But
You know, the artist that
I know,
started young.
He's
I remember seeing
me.
Sammy one day in the club, and somebody was like, yo, that's Sammy that used to sing, and I hadn't seen Sammy on video since he was younger, so I was like, oh, shit, like, he got a beard and all of that. I was like, wow. But, you know, they have to grow up. It's a part of life, but the beauty of it is they're still doing what they love at the age when they're growing up. And, you know, like I said, man, we've had Final Draft last week, MyShine this week, all talented singers, man. That's the big thing, you know what I'm saying? These guys can really blow. You know what I'm saying? And I just love this. I love talent. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear a cat that can really blow, and it will blow right there for you, and, you know, it's refreshing, because, you know, it's a lot of studio tricks going on out there these days, man. Brothers is using everything to tune their voice up, and it's just refreshing when you hear people that's not doing that.
Absolutely, and I know that Jermaine Dupri mentioned that on Global14.com. By the way, this is a station via that Global14.com, that network, so make sure you guys head over there too, and MyShine's on there, and he doesn't have that many friends and followers yet, so better head over there and get to him while you can before it gets crazy and be frenzy. So, yeah, I really appreciate him coming on the line, and like you said, the dance skills and just all of that, it really makes him a great entertainer all around. So we got to get the rest of those records and play them on the show. So tonight we did drop Overtime, and you can get that now on iTunes. You can pick up the gift, and he gave out the links, that piff and live mixtapes. His Twitter's at MyShine, and so is the Instagram now, is at my official MyShine, I believe. So It did change. It was Myon. I think it was like MYONSH, and now it's Myshawn. So you guys can still follow him on there, and he's great with the fans. So and with the Diamonds also. So, yay! Shout out to Myshawn.
Yo, you know what's funny, like, it wasn't funny, but when the girl called in and at the end it was just a long pause and she told him, I love you, I was just like, yo, like, you really knew that she loved dude. Like, she was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that. I was like, man, you know, these guys have these fans that follow them around, you know. A lot of them call up whenever they're on different stations or whatever they're doing. They're building fan pages, you know. And like he said, he responded, he said, you know, I also understand the responsibility. You know what I'm saying? So he's not taking it for granted. He understands that people like and love him because what he's doing is great. So he has to keep that up. So just a young guy being conscious of that, you know what I'm saying? That is... All you artists out there listening or aspiring to be artists, you want to be great. You definitely want to take stock in what your fans say about you and how they follow you. Don't let them down because they like you for something, and it's a reason for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So just to let a young person know and being conscious of that just lets you know that he takes this very seriously. So, again, shout out to the big homie and, you know, Dope artist, man. Dope, like I keep saying that because you know I'm a music guy, so I'm like, got to sing, man.
Mm-hmm. And I meant to tell him that I really enjoyed his videos when he first came out. Of course, me, I'm looking up, who's this dude? Who's he signed with? How do you get? But I'm doing all of this back in 09 when the Just the Kiss record came out because I'm like, yo, I love this dude. And I saw these YouTube clips of him doing, like, the Michael Jacksons and whatnot. And I saw all these things he did. This is way back again in the 09 days when I would not, well, this is well before 2009 when he was doing these, and he's just really, really good, and you can see in his performance where he can, you know, channels that MJ, so like Chris Brown, so it's dope when they can do that and then make it their own, and so, man, I'm right there with you, dope artist for sure.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
And shout out to all of the Diamonds that called in to support Myshawn. We hope that in the future you'll stay tuned to our station as well. We do have probably some more of your favorite artists coming on our show. So we thank you guys for taking the time out of your night to support Myshawn. And we hope to have you back as well.
Yeah, make sure you stay tuned. We definitely got them. They coming.
Absolutely. So, it's so funny because normally we talk about the news, but we pretty much
are
the news, are we? I want to go ahead and play this record, Turk, What You Mean, featuring Weezy and Cash. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about the news, since we are the news.
Yeah, we're going to address it a little bit more.
A little bit more. We kind of want to dive into it just a tad bit, since, again, we are the news. This is Turk, What You Mean, featuring that Louisiana Cash. G14 ready to cut.
Yeah. Turk, what it do? What it do, nigga? Lose animals, nigga.
Louisiana Cash.
Most in the game, like, it ain't nothing on that bitch. I'm from that L-O-U-I-S-I-A-N-A, what we don't play. Talk that shit to you, M-I-A. Talk that shit to you, M-I-A. Yeah.
That's
who you boss to me, nigga. Say it like a man.
Look.
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You ask us like
I'm
hoes.
You look like
you talk a lot.
You say
you ask us like
I'm hoes.
You look like
you
talk
a lot.
You say
what you say?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you say?
What you say?
I'm coming at you.
What you mean?
Hey, what you say?
You
ask us
like
you
hoes.
You look like
you
talk a lot.
You say
you
ask us
like
I'm hoes.
You look like
you talk a lot. That's a D-R-E. I'm at the B-A-R sleep. Hey, Turk, let me see the car key. I'm from that B to the double O-T. Got a bad bitch pussy. G-double-O-D. And I keep it so G. Smoke O-G. I stick to the C to the O-D-E. You know I'm a B-E-A-S-T. Don't make me go beast. M-O-D-E. Beast mode. I'm looking
for the freak hoes. It's Friday, you jumped off the potion. I'm Debo, Debo. So do you mean what you saying? Or you just playing when you be talking? Do you say it with your chest like a man? Or you just talking, talking? I'm out that booth. Where the niggas might shoot. If it's about that loot, if it's a problem, I might slide through. Like, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just
like them hoes.
What you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just like them hoes.
What you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
Hey, what you
saying?
Hey,
what you
mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just
like them hoes.
What you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
How much
do
I owe you?
What you saying?
What you mean? I'm Mr. Young and thugging from New Orleans. I keep it tense, I'm a 100 nigga, that's 1,000, I don't know no other way. Get out of line, ain't hit a lot of time with a C-H-O-P-P-A. Broad day, broad day, yeah, I got them young niggas gon' shoot. I say go, and they gon' go, yeah, my young niggas the truth. Talking shit, we don't talk, when it's beef, it's no discussion. You play pussy, you get fucking like a nut. We come through busting, niggas nothing. We love the way the blood smell. Louisiana moves exactly how it fucking spell. You know it's something in that water. Not no voodoo dogs, we just thugging in that order.
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
What you saying?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you mean?
Hey, what you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act
just
like them hoes.
What you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just
like
them hoes.
What you saying?
What you saying?
What you
mean?
What you mean?
What you
saying?
What you
saying?
What you
mean?
What you
mean?
What you
mean?
What you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just
like them hoes.
What you saying?
You act just like them hoes.
You act just
like them hoes.
Tonight is Wednesday. You already know how we do it. I had to drop that Turk and Louisiana Cash TV. What you mean? I want to say Louisiana Cash TV. That's just Twitter. But I had to drop the Turk. What you mean? If you can Louisiana Cash, we had to because this is like the news portion of the show. And what's so crazy about it? And shout out to my Sean. We just had him on the line. He was great. We hope to get back with him. A little bit of slight feedback issues, but it was still great. The fans called in, spoke with him, and love was in the air. News section is usually what we do tonight, and Golden's on the line as well, back with us from the song. And what's so crazy is that we are the news this week. I hate to say we, but our interview was the news this past week from the day after my birthday, June 7th, until still up till today was crazy. Woke up the next day, you know, and let me just say this. We definitely put the clip up of the interview. We definitely did want to let everybody know, you know, about the show and about his interview. It was great information. It was great advice that Turk was given about his own life. And it just kind of spiraled out of control. And I'll let you, Golden. I know you said you wanted to thank the blogs and everyone for picking it up, but...
Yeah, you know, this is the thing. It's always two sides of the coin on this stuff. You know, at one point, we appreciate blogs for picking up anything we do. We interview people. They give great information. We want the world to know that. You know what I'm saying? We want the world to know what our guests are thinking. That's why we have them on the show. So when a bunch of media outlets pick it up, it is excellent. What isn't excellent is that basically I look at it like this. Turk was talking on a topic that's very controversial. Not even Wayne. The topic of drug use in music alone.
In hip hop.
It's like, in hip hop, period. It's like if you have this conversation with somebody on your porch or on your projects or on your stoop, wherever you're at, and they're on. They're doing a certain drug, and you say some should be drug-free, you know. It's always a conflict in that. So when you're in hip-hop and you're speaking on that, it's always going to be people saying whatever. You know what I'm saying? Turk has been through some real shit. You feel me? Almost 10 years down in prison. He has come out. He has a wife, about to have twins, and he was expressing something about what he used to do. Now, when the caller was talking about Wayne. Wayne says he's high in his own songs. So nobody has to say Wayne's a druggie, and nobody's insinuating that Wayne's a druggie. You know what I'm saying?
It's a shame that we have to really watch our words, especially you and I now tonight, because it is under the scope, so we definitely have to ride drive slowly and carefully and drive slow or whatever. And again, we it's there. We don't even have to say what it was verbatim because you can go back and click.
It's there.
We don't.
Right.
Go back and click, but I do encourage you guys to listen to the interview in full. We had Louisiana Cash on prior who gave great information. And then Turk also spoke about just different things about just all kinds of stuff. Like you just said, his reality show coming out, his twins, and I think that's super dope because I got twins and I felt like we had a little connection because, yay, it's twins. But, you know, there's so much more to Turk, so it's great to that he's on the forefront to be able to address that, and we would encourage everyone that's listening and all of the outlets, thank you. We appreciate you guys putting
Gotta say that. We don't want to say that every one of them was bad, because there was ones that was promoting it just how it was supposed to be promoted, and then there was others that were promoting it a different way, like he was trying to shade Wayne. He wasn't trying to shade Wayne at all. They've been down. They've been down since Hot Boys. When he came out of prison, they were down. Mm-hmm. When he talked to the caller, he told him, that is my brother. You feel what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, and I want to get this out, is that if you want to have a conversation besides Turk and Wayne on other things in hip-hop, whether I hear people saying homosexuality, drugs, whatever, there is people that talk about this stuff, but you can't put it like he said Wayne was a druggie. He was talking about what he used to do. He said that, and I didn't like the part where people said he said Wayne was a druggie. He never did.
That word was never used at all from anybody's mouth, and that's so. That just to again, this is something, and then we're only addressing it because we address news. And if you go back and listen to episodes, that's what we do. And so this is the news. So we definitely want to speak. I mean, it's not.
Every
it's nothing. Nobody wanted to be
news
about this.
Other people.
Right.
Every episode,
we usually
do the news about other people. It just
exactly.
so happens.
Little did
it
we
was around our interviews. So
right. This week is. Exactly. So, and then shout out to TMZ because they definitely, I was waiting to see when I saw all of them putting out that information. I was waiting for them to put out the information immediately when Turk did put out the statement saying, wait a minute, y'all tripping. You got it wrong. This is what I said. Bam, bam, bam. And a lot of the comments of the fans were like, he didn't say that. He said this. And that's just something, again, everyone interprets things different ways. So it's just great to hear it from Turk himself. So we can't say anybody was deliberately doing some things, even though I did see some blatant wrongful information in titles. I'm not even going to lie. I see some straight up like, wait a minute, he did not say that. Like, it was crazy to where the point me and you are like, yo, did you see this? This is crazy. But
We were bugging out each other. Me and Onyx was calling each other like, yo, did you see that title? Like, did you see that title? And I just hated that it got trivialized because, like I said, once again, there's real things going on out here. And in that interview, we were talking about Cash Money's super legacy. Their blueprint
so
of
much
how
that we talked about.
Well, it was so much crazy positivity there. But you can't stop somebody from calling up and giving what they think. That's what we encourage callers to do is say, hey, call us up, tell us what you think. So that guy that called up, he had an issue. He had an issue with what Wayne's lyric said. And so when he calls up, our job is to touch on it. Turk was touching on his information, though, and that's what everybody missed. But like I said, we always encourage people to call up. We encourage media outlets to please take our interviews and, you know, shed light. I mean, we put one out there about
Lashanti.
We
hope that they will shed the nice light. I mean, there's one right now that we have. We do what we can. We have one up now. We just started the YouTube page, you guys. We hope that you'll go to it. If you go to the Twitter at G14 Radio, if you go to the Cuts Twitter, you'll see that YouTube link is there. You'll see the information in order to go to the website. Go to the YouTube, subscribe. We do have some subscribers. Again, it's only been up for a week, so thank you guys to those who have subscribed because we have lots of information, and we have plenty of positive interviews for you guys. Media Takeout and All Hip Hop and TMZ and everybody that wants to hop aboard and DJ Vlad. We have plenty of interviews for you to take. So take away and go to that YouTube and take them and post them as you may because they're all positive. So hopefully they're interpreted.
And we always, always going to be exclusive too. It's always going to be
exclusive,
right?
Exclusive.
Fresh when they
it's
have
always
it.
Exclusive.
Fresh when we have the interview, we're going to put them out. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm glad that the whole situation is done.
Absolutely.
We're glad that it's done. We don't want no more scrutiny about it because nobody was shitting on nobody. We said interview how much we love it. Said, read the quotes. We love Wayne. We wish Wayne all the success in the world. We're glad he's recovering from what he went through. So put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
They don't
like,
put that
yo,
out,
these
though,
cats.
That's not...
You know, they respect what he does, and they tons of people out there love him. So there's no way nobody was shitting on him or what he's doing in the world. Wayne is a big rap star for a reason. It's not because he's no shitty rapper. This is one of the greatest out there.
Greatest
so salute to Lil Tunchi
and
what he's doing. Exactly.
And then every show, we always talk about the Cash Money and No Limit formula, how people was out in the streets and making it work and selling CDs out the trunk. We always talk about that grind and that work ethic, so it's crazy to see that flip of it. But again, TMZ got it right. Their only post was the statement from Turk, and it looks like they reached out to him specifically for a one-on-one interview. They wanted to hear it from himself, and he gave them the information. So you guys can go to Turk at Turk MRYNT and read what he sent in his interview with TMZ, and we're glad he had the opportunity to clear that up with who know better than TMZ, because you know they're going to get the word out. You know they have had a hit, so.
Yeah, I swear they in somebody's house right now. TMZ will be under your kitchen sink. They're going to find out first.
TMZ going to know the truth. So if TMZ do it, then they're going to find something out. It may not be true. It may be false, but they're going to report it. You know what I'm saying? And once they get a hold to it, everybody else going to get a hold to it. So it was great to see. Finally, I was waiting on that to come out, and it did. So whoop-de-doo. Moving right along. There were some other things in the news this week, and like I said, being so consumed by that kind of overshadowed the other things that
I
read.
Know.
But
it's just, it was an important thing that happened. It's an important thing in me and Onyx's career. It was important to everybody to see how something could get you know,
oh, yeah.
flipped around like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, we have to learn from that experience. Like she said, we have to tread lightly on things people say and,
mm-hmm.
and things people do. But one thing that we will never do is we will never be editing things any wrongful way. We will never be doing any interviews that's not positive interviews. The guys
last week
on Final Draft
right.
was thanking us for how positive we are. But there are situations
right.
that's out there in the world that aren't. And when people speak on them, it's not direct shots at anyone. He was talking about himself. And that's what people missed because of who the caller was talking about. It wouldn't even went there if he wouldn't have addressed that. But at the same time, you guys got to realize everybody's not going to think like you think. When that guy called in, there was guys that called in that was like, Uptown thugging, we love it. And he called in and he was from Uptown. And he was like, no, I think Uptown needs to get their mind right. There's so much craziness going on. I'm happy to see what you're doing, Turk. But the lyrical scrutiny is out there. You see it with the Ross and Reebok situation. You see it with the Wayne and Emmett Till situation. People are hanging on these rappers' every words. So
yeah,
everybody's not
crazy.
Think how other people think. So
it's
just know that it's not going to be just one thought across the board. People are going to have opinions. That's it.
Right.
And what's this
right.
world that people can't have opinions?
And that's just what it is, you know. And you know, I'm definitely glad it's over. Also in the news this week, which is crazy, and I didn't read up on it because I just didn't care enough. But some people care like that to read into it. Sierra was served papers while on stage. I said, wow, okay. So you know they loved that because she's got a record out. A lot of people said she couldn't come back. I've always been rooting for Sierra. A lot of people talk about how she can't do things, blah, blah, blah. She's never coming back. She came out with Body Party and smashed it. So I know they're loving this piece of news right now with her getting served papers on stage. I don't know what it's for, but I'm sure somebody digged it up and Instagrammed it by now. Don't know about it, but that's what happened this week. And then we all know that Miguel's being officially sued pretty much by the girl that he did the jump, when he did the jump in the air in the Billboard Awards. And what they're saying, Golden, is that he was told not to do the jump. So that's where
if
he hadn't been told not to, like, it's already a crazy story, but just the fact that they specifically was like, no, Miguel, do not do this wrestling move, and he did it anyway. That's what's killing it for him. So you got to trust your team.
Well, you know what's crazy?
And then in the hills.
I remember watching
and I love
that
Miguel.
Shit live, and that shit was crazy.
I love Miguel.
Oh, no, Miguel is dope. Real dope.
Listened.
But, yeah, he should have listened, and thank God the girl was all right. That was pretty harsh what had happened. Hopefully that gets resolved with him not losing too much. One thing about the Sierra thing that I want to say, the girl that served Sierra them papers was fine as shit.
Oh, I didn't see it. I just saw the line saying.
She turned around and started talking to the camera, and I was like, this is the girl that comes to serve people their papers? She looked like a model, yo. Shout out to the girl that served the papers, man. She was dope. I was like, oh, shit. They sent a dime to serve Sierra. But other than that.
She said, I'm in the spotlight. I'm going to get my spotlight. So go ahead, girl. We ain't mad at you. I didn't see it, though. I just saw this line everywhere I turned around. Because, you know, among all the blogs and seeing the Turk madness, I saw Sierra getting served papers. I said, what is this? So, it is what it is.
Well,
I mean, and people
also,
make it such a big deal.
Another thing about Turk, I seen that he was putting a thing about the Hot Boys after he spoke to Weezy and everything was cleared up. So, you know, fans that want the Hot Boys collaboration, Turk might be the one to be able to get this done. Turk might be able to be the one to get this done. I know I would love to see them all together again. Of course, BG's down, free BG, but maybe if they do something because he's down, you know, I'm rooting for that, man. I would love to hear that.
I think everyone in their hearts have always wished for a No Limit, a Cash Money, just that type of tour, that type of music coming back, because it's definitely classic. You can put on these records and go crazy. And speaking of No Limit and Cash Money still. They have a show coming up on the 23rd. It's like a Louisiana takeover. And Juvenile is going to be there. Turk is going to be there. I think Louisiana Cash will be there as well. You also have Mystical. So I'm like, whoa. So I'm so glad we're supposed to be planning to be out there. It's on the 23rd in the ATL. I don't have the actual name. I forgot. But let me see if I can pull it up for you guys. Because if you're in the A or if you're going to be in the A or just want to come out there, it's going to be, you already know it's going to be live because they got the fresh material. They got the old school material. Who knows if they have anything that they're going to do together. So this is the, where's it at? I got the flyer up. Okay, at the Space Lounge or something like that. But anyway, just go to the Twitters. I'm pretty sure that you'll find where they're going to be. Or again, for sure, it's Sunday, June 23rd by Deja Vu Productions. So that is going to be a nice, nice show. Can't wait. They got some crazy music. I miss Juvie. I miss Mystical. Like, Mystical was one of my favorite rappers from that whole camp. He's crazy with
Mystical
it.
Mystical is just one of the, I don't know. Mystical was one of those guys that had such a different type of style that you just recognize him from the jump, the box braids, the just in your face. He was
I was in love with
Busta Rhymes of the South.
Yeah, he was. That's a great explanation because he had that distinct cadence and that flow, but it was on time and it worked well for him. And like he was one of my favorites, and I was just crazy about Mystical, so it's just going to be a nice concert. I can't wait to see it. So, and isn't Mystical with Cash Money now? Remember? And
everybody was tripping off that. Yeah, Mystical is with Cash. Well,
yeah,
at least when it came out, he had signed with Baby. He did records with Baby and Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is with Cash Money.
And they have some nice
Sienna
music.
Had that blueprint, period, man. These guys, come on, man. Biggest deals independently in history. And that's what we were talking about on the interview with Turk and how it felt. Because $30 million, man, phew. Them boys set the blueprint nicely. It was an amazing time.
And Master P, and to look at him today, to look at all of them today, but Master P, he took that, and the whole family is in doing their thing as well. So it's like he went to Nickelodeon. He went to the movies. He went to the Nickelodeon. He said, "Look, we all gonna get this in. This is the real life family hustle." So I just. Who better to model than these Louisiana fellas? They are just amazing. And so shout out to Louisiana. Definitely had to show y'all some love tonight. Always do. And also shout out to 3D Nati, who's also from New Orleans, because it's a great book. They have a great movement, and I'm excited. I'm from Texas, so it's right next door, and we remember all of that, all the DJs, all the dancing. And you spoke last week about the girls dancing. Like, it was the other week when we had the interview, you spoke about how it was crazy. You could just get up on the girl and dance. It's like, yeah, you could. It was nothing. So there's the beat drop, the little Juvenile girl.
We really didn't just hop behind them and start doing that stuff.
And look, we had no cut. We had
going
no
behind
cut,
them,
no problem with
it. Just get behind them, okay.
We had no problem with it, but if he was not attached to him, he was like, yo, we moved around. But, yeah, it was a thing to do, and that's just what it was. It was our type of dancing. And when I look back on that, and I'm like, oh, my God, how old was I? And why did the DJ play this, knowing how it was a team party, you know? So I look back on these things, and I'm like, oh, my God. But that's just what it was at the time. It was innocent. It was fun. And we need to get back to that. So let's do fun stuff. And, in fact, you know, I do have that other record that we can write out to from Turk, though. I Like 'Em Hot. Remember? You really like that joint.
That joint is dope. That joint is real dope. Like,
I think he
got some dope joints. I went and got the, you know, Louisiana Animal joint, man. I like to blame it on the system, too, because
I think that's my favorite.
Speaks on this type of stuff. You got to relate to it because he's been through it. And, you know, I think he could reach a lot of cats with letting them know, like, while you out here, watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they try to lock you away and give you them football numbers, and they're not playing around. And one thing I did want to say as well before we do ride out is encourage everybody that has some time to check out this Trayvon Martin trial that's going on. If you're looking at the news, there's something, you know, that you should look at. This trial right here, you're starting to see what's going on when, you know, a young black man gets shot, he's unarmed, and we don't want the system railroading. And shout out to all the people that flew from wherever they are, they are protesting in front of that courtroom, and it's growing bigger and bigger. Reason why this is kind of close to me is I actually live where he was shot. What I'm saying? Yeah, so these news cameras are outside our neighborhoods, and it's getting pretty big. But if you want to see and you don't believe, like, how they're trying to get this man off for shooting this kid, and this is just my humble opinion. Anybody else have an opinion across world about this case, this is just my humble opinion. This guy didn't even know anybody. He was broke when they tried to lock him up, and he got flooded with money from across the country so they could bail him out and he could fight this case. People that don't even know this guy are just like, hey, he shot a black kid, let us give him hundreds of thousands of dollars so he can beat this case. And black people, if you listening, I want you to think, how many people would have did that for you if you would have killed somebody and didn't have the money to fight it, and you know that you probably could beat it? How many people would have gave you 300 grand? So you see what's going on here. So you make your voices heard, hit people up, and just watch that trial, man, so you can get an understanding of what really goes on in the system. Hopefully, to me, he's found guilty, but we'll see. And that's my opinion on that.
And you know, I'm going to have to back that up 100%, and then they can quote it and type it up and put it on the blog or whatever, but that's not what's up either. And I did see that in the news briefly. I didn't know that they were just really trying to find a way around that. I mean, it's amazing. And when you mentioned that, I did see something in the news not too long ago. I don't know if everybody remembers Shania Davis, and that's in the, where my second home is, and my mother and them are in the Fayetteville area. Shania Davis, a girl that was, you know, murdered and found a couple years ago, and J. Cole did a dedication to her and everything because he's from Fayetteville. But it was really sad, and they just did the trial not too long ago, and I believe they were giving him death penalty or life or something like that, or the death penalty. But also you had the Jodi Arias trial when she killed her husband or ex or whoever he was, and don't quote because I don't know the exact, you know, what they were, but and she was given, like, you know, a lighter sentence, and I think given the years and then given parole or a chance to have parole. It's just funny how you look at these different, all these trials and cases are going on at the same time, yet the harsher crimes are going against the minority. So it's just, again, that blame it on the system track is perfect and appropriate. And facts are facts. I mean, this isn't something, I didn't do this. I'm not in the courtroom. Golden didn't do it. It's right there for you to see. Yes, it is media and online, but this is news. This is real courtroom transcripts. You can see it for yourself. So it's always been an uneven playing field, but hopefully this just encourages everyone to do the best that they can do and stay grounded in your faith and move forward with greatness and positivity, as we always try to encourage here on the show, because you just never know, and these things unfortunately are the world today, and they're not going to change. So you just do your best and hope all is well, and, you know, that's all I can say, so.
It's real out here, people. That's all, you know. We wanted to put that stuff in the air. Since people are listening and taking stock in what we say, we try to definitely always uplift people. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
So from whoever comes on the show, they always have fun. We always uplift. They're serious topics. We speak on them. We just wanted to say there's some serious things we want to put out there, like these trials and, you know, especially minorities. Be looking out for this type of stuff, man, because you don't want to be gone away for half your life over something that, you know, could have been avoided or you didn't know how to fight. So, you know, just be conscious of it. And last but not least, shout out to Young Turk. Shout out to Lil Wayne. I'm so happy that this didn't come between them. You feel what I'm saying? That we both here on the show love these guys. You know what I'm saying? And we would love to have Wayne on the show one day. You know, mm-hmm. we know he's mega star, but we would love to mm-hmm. have Wayne on the show. Mm-hmm. That man has done so much for music, it's uncanny. And, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe if we'd have put that part in, you know, we were talking positive about Wayne, you know, but they wouldn't have wanted to put that out there. But, you know, it is what it is. We understand what you guys do, some of you guys at least. But, again, much appreciated to everybody that listened and everybody that got it right. That's all we was concerned about. We don't want nobody's career attacked because of something that was misconstrued, and that was starting
on
to
our
happen.
Show,
and we're
period.
Glad that it's over.
So,
on our show.
Right.
And we're glad that it's over.
Right. Can't control the other stuff, but not this show, not the cut. Certainly not. We steer far from drama, so we don't have it in our personal lives. We show ain't finna have it on no show.
On the
that
show.
We do on
Hell
Wednesday
no.
night. So, and also shout out tonight to my shots for coming through, young and talented and gifted, done so much, but still so much more to go, so much further to go. He's great. He's amazing. He looks great. He sounds great. He's amazing. Tanner, check him out. Executive producer is Jermaine Dupri. He's also working with Brian Michael Cousin. That's coming up. Debut album. He wouldn't give us any inside scoop, but that's okay. He had a great reason for it. It's real authentic. It's R&B, and he wants us to get a hold to it fresh when it drops. So be looking forward to that. He does have a mixtape out. The Gift, it dropped in February, but you still go and pick it up now, and it is quite the gift. I'm listening to some of it now, and he sounds amazing. So,
he's dope.
Yeah, he does. He's just like that dude. So, there's not many like him. So we encourage you guys to check him out if you haven't already. At MyShawn is his Twitter. Again, this is the station by Jermaine Dupri, Global14.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and IG and Global14 at Onyx254.
You can follow me on Twitter at the Glue, THAGLUE, on www.global14.com, Golden Fleece, on Instagram, The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece. And shout out to the lifers that's listening. I know my man Harold was tuned in. Harold, a.k.a. The Encourager. That dude always gives great information on Global 14. My man Cupid was tuned in. Tanisha was tuned in. So, you know, a lot of people tuned in. Shout out to all the lifers that tuned in, if I forgot you. And, you know, we got our constant supporters like Destiny and K Monroe and CT
and
everybody.
CT.
So whoever's tuned in, man, shout out. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. And shout out to all my people from the my home city tuning in, Dez, Jasmine. I appreciate y'all holding it down. And shout out to Tyke T that retweeted the show. Just a lot of you guys. You guys are great, and we appreciate
shout out.
That.
I saw that.
It does. Yeah, you saw that. It doesn't go unnoticed. Just know that. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed. We know, real recognize real. We see what's up, and we know who's down with us and who's not. So just know that we know. And if you ain't, then don't
Renita
even think
Clark
about it.
Tuned in. Shout out Rock and Roller. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's
she
right.
She tuned
Renita.
In. Word up. And we know, like Onyx said,
yeah,
we know
what's up. We know, so don't, you know, shoot, no new friends. You feel me? Don't make me do the hook. I wish I could drop the song on them right
no,
now,
no,
but
I'm not
got it ready.
None of these new fucking. I love the songs, but I'm not quoting them. And I hear
oh,
people.
You, oh,
no
you on a band
friends,
right now? Look.
Friends, I can't believe you just said that. Oh, come
I
on.
I did.
Oh,
no
come
new
on.
Friends. And that's how I feel right now. I'm feeling that way. I've been feeling that way. Everybody know how I'm in about people bandwagoning and all of that. So it's appropriate.
Exactly. So I know how you get down, so I ain't that bad. But the other day I'm at the club having a conversation. Some nigga comes in the conversation with me and my boys, and he mentioned two fucking phrases from these. So, like, you know, no new friends. You ain't fucking with no new friend, you know, because there's levels to this shit. Now I'm like, man, get your ass out of here.
Yeah,
I'm
nah, see, look,
you
see what I'm
saying here?
I got my own
legal,
so I don't
got it.
I got my own
legal. And the straight. I'm like, girl, you had to put both of them in the sentence, my nigga. You had to, come on, my nigga, chill, man.
Look, pretty soon they'll be quoting. Well, shoot, they already quoting. But nah, real talk. I got my own lingo, so I ain't tipping. But I like that record, and it's a good point.
Nah, that
I like that.
Dope.
I like it,
super
and it's just a great because we got this radio show. But you really don't never hear me in a conversation speaking with somebody, no new friend. Like, nah, I'm good on that.
didn't know niggas overthrew it and shit. That nigga said it back to back.
They do. Niggas will run into the ground.
Just level to this shit. Like, oh, come on, my nigga, stop it.
They run into the ground real quick, and it make you just be done with it all together. So, again, shout out to everybody that holds us down and supports us. Shout out to staff, G14 staff, and everybody. We're going to go ahead and drop. You know what? I'm going to do something different, homie. Drop this Tupac, My Block, because we need it. We just got real on them real quick. So let's ride out to something else. Tupac, My Block, here on the cut. We'll be back next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's a wrap.
Gone.
Is you good? You good?
Pushing it, I got on 112 Street, 7th Avenue, to my motherfucking block. parties in the projects, laughing the way past daylight. A young nigga learned to break. Now I used to play fight with my homies, but they stuck in the pen. I seen them ends, but it's up on the friend. In my mind, I see the same motherfuckers falling. Alcohol to make the lazy niggas slip and fall. Mr. Fall, I know the young niggas understand this. Growing up in this world where everything is scandalous. I reminisce on the past time. Past rhymes trying to cop a slice of pizza with my last time. Can't explain just what attracted me to the dirty game. Gold chains, some extra change, and the street fame. And what's strange is everybody know my name. Swear they all know me. And lots of cash make a nigga change. I hit the green just to maintain. Feeling pain for all the niggas that I lost to the game. From my block, that's what.
All the blocks sometimes. On 12th Street, sometimes in New York, up there. You know what I'm saying? 183rd and Walton. My block. That's right. 127 and Morningside. My block. That's right. Cater Avenue. Baltimore. My block. That's right. In the jungle, Marin City. My block. That's right. Los Angeles. It's my block, too. Okay, can't forget Oaktown. That's my block, shut up. And all other blocks around this motherfucker. Houston, Florida, St. Louis, Tennessee, Miami, Chicago. All y'all niggas stay kicking up dust. Represent the motherfucking block.